end of the day, the TOH, Tuesday night.
Good evening. Hello, we're saying good evening. At the same time, we have some cereals, some foods which is typically eaten in the UK as cereals. Or if not cereals, you have quite a popular one, a Nature Valley, which is a lot of times used for the English break, one of the English breaks that they have between 10:30 and 11:15. So after they've had the cereal, typically a lot of people will don't have this. Obviously there's the kashrus to deal with. A lot of them say OU1, so if it says OU, fine. I'm told that even if it doesn't say OU, it's probably also under the OU. It's an interesting reason why they do, some do and some don't. But even, it seems to be, don't quote me on the kashrus, it seems to be the kashrus is no worse than many, many, many other products that we have, that there's no known problem to be found about it, and therefore we're just going to assume, just for this shiur, for halacha purposes, there's no kashrus issues. The second issue, which is chodosh to deal with, chodosh on oats, is always tricky. When it comes to wheat, especially the UK, almost overwhelming, almost all wheat is not going to be a problem in the UK, especially in England, because their produce is before Pesach. Oats is a bit more trickier. They do it a bit later. So that's where sometimes it can run into shailas of chodosh. I'm not going to give a shtempel of chodosh on this. If a person is makbet chodosh, you'd have to do his research about that. Eric keeps on changing. You have to be in the noisa about chodosh. If you want to really save yourself from chodosh, maybe buy loads of these bars till Pesach. Make a cheshbon how many you go through a week and try it back. I don't know. That's not our noisa tonight. Our noisa tonight is very, very chosh of a noisa. Many us English people, as well as the Israelis, we have a lot of oats. It's supposed to be healthy. It's quite good. You don't have to put so much sugar in it. It's whatever the cheshbonos are. And the shaila is, what brocha? We want to get the brochas right. Things we do day in, day out. We start off the day of cereal, and the first real shaila, we end up making brochas sometimes that we don't know if it's right, do not right. What's the story with popular cereals, especially over here you have crunchy nuts, which we're going to discuss in a second. The halacha is, I just want to mention straight away, that I think that with granola bars, these bars, Nature Valleys, there should be ha'adoma, and the bracha achrona should be Baruch Nefashas Rabbis. That's what we're going to explore, why. The Gemara tells us that when you take grain, doesn't matter what type of grain, oats, doesn't matter what, the halacha is, if you hakoseis chitim, if you chew on oats, you chew on grains, the halacha is, you make a boire peri ha'adoma. You make a boire peri ha'adoma. In order to push it up a level, in order to give it a mazona status, you got to really work on it hard. That means it's not enough that you bake it, you can put it in fire, take loads of oats and put it in fire, it will not be upgraded to mazonis, it will still stay ha'adoma. As I say, mefurish and shulchan aruch. Reish ches siv dalet. Right? So reish ches siv dalet says that even if you have been nefer, you've been tsolui, you've taken siv dalet, kaloyos, you've roasted, you've taken these oats and roast them, it still stays ha'adoma. Even if you cook it, but you cook it, and the oats still remain whole. Usually cooking process really knocks it out. It softens it, and it makes it a completely different look completely. That's really what it usually does. The Shulchan Aruch takes the case, even if you did cook it, but the gar'inim are still shleimim, the oats are still whole, and the Mishnah Berurah says they haven't joined to each other, they haven't joined through the cooking process, they haven't clung to each other, then, which is rare, right? Usually the cooking process either makes it cling or it makes it mushy. Then Shulchan Aruch also says in such a case it will still stay Hu'adoma. Okay, now if you go through the cases, this is quite interesting. You've got over here. Sorry? Oh, barley is actually the Ramah, and Machaba has a separate machrogs about barley. Leave barley aside, it's his own shmuz, when I said all grains is Badas and Machaba. But let's take on, just trying to find that paper, oats. Regarding oats, the halacha is that it stays ho'adoma. In order to make it mazonus, it needs to be that you cook it, And through the cooking process, sorry, I thought I had this paper. Okay, we're going to have to manage without it. It's adder a bit better. So you've got here, you've got, through the cooking process, that's what will upgrade it to mazonos. There is a mashunah de gechidish from Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach. And that is that even without cooking, if you leave oats to submerge it in water or milk for a long time and it becomes mushy, it clings to each other, that's also a way that you can be upgraded to mazonos. That means a lot of people, let's get on with it. A lot of people take this Quaker oats and in the morning they pour themselves cereal, they pour milk in it and they put it in a microwave for 50 seconds a minute. You'll find people do that. What bracha does it become? It does become upgraded because by putting in a microwave for 50 seconds a minute, you'll be mevashel it, and bishul, it makes it clingy. The bishul, the halacha is mazonos and ala mechia. But what happens if you don't put in a microwave? Typically, a lot of people take this. This is more. It's got more other ingredients and stuff. It's got inside it. It's got. It makes it more appetizing. This with milk is a bit dry. This has got other ingredients inside, sugar and other things inside, makes it more geschmack. So if you put this with water, then it doesn't cling to each other. And I've actually done an experiment. I've done it just about an hour ago. And you'll see, this is one big mush. So even if you put it in cold water, there's a machine on still, it's got a flashing light, it's okay. So you've got, it's probably the battery. So you've got over here, yeah, this became a mush, even though you didn't put it in the microwave. So this, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach had a chiddush, that it's still cold milk. Even if it's cold milk, he still held it, it upgrades to mazonos. So I have a chiddush of Rav Shlomo Zalman that if it clings together, it's enough that it clings together without cooking. Okay, this point, I don't know how relevant it is. Some people it is, some people it isn't. By the way, this doesn't cling to each other. I don't want to make a mess of it, but you see, it's not as good. When I did it before, you've got it crumbles out. It doesn't. It's not a proper mush. It's not clear if Shlomo Zalman will say this is mazonos. Let me get back to the main halachas. If you take this crunchy nut cereal, clusters of crunchy nut, and a lot of people tell me that they like to pour milk inside and they leave it for 10 minutes, for 5 minutes. Some people told me this because it's softer in the mouth. It's easier to eat. So even though you've left it for 5-10 minutes, it still doesn't become clingy. Only these Quaker oats become clingy. That's when you can say mazonos, but this is still, it's still separate. It doesn't become clingy. So the halacha is, it's very hard, you got to really put your mind to. Oh, this is oats. Oh, this. Yeah, I think the granola. Is the granola the oat rolled oats?
Oh, it's got oats in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Granola's. Yeah. Sure. Oh, yeah. If it had almonds, they don't have. No. They don't have other. They don't have the other stuff. This is mainly made from. This is basically made from oats. Sorry.
The yellow packet.
Yeah. No. It's also oats, whole oats, and sugar and sugar and sugar. That's really why. It's really why. All these things are oats. Okay. So let's move on to what we started out with, the Shaila of Nature Valley. And why do we believe this is Huadama? Because, I think simple as can be, is that you haven't done Bishul. Now there are various forum that write it should be mazonos, including Moverebe Rebbe Falk, Zatzal. He writes in Machzaliyo, that he heard that they cook it, and after they cook it, they roast it, and therefore it should be mazonos. And he might be right if they cook it, because Mechaba says that. But if we are assuming that there's no bishul, and I was in touch with the Nature Valley, and I asked them, do you cook it? Gantz and Megillah, we can't disclose. End of the day, they said that we bake it. So they didn't want to say Mamish Dvarim Barim, but it's very clear from the people who did research, Rabbi Shrob Belsky, the Vazoisa Brocha Sefer, he did his research, and he didn't find anyone clearly who do Nature Valleys by cooking it. It doesn't really, we don't hear of it. Oh, and the same
you
goes with Shrob Belsky, sorry?
You would know, you would be able to see this.
Exactly. So this idea that has been cooked hasn't really got major basis. And Moshe Feinstein says, such a beautiful swara, such a nice swara. No, we don't know if it's cooked. We don't know. No one's going to sign their house that there's no cooking took place on this, right? It's because we don't know for sure until you're in the factory, people don't have full access to the factory, right? So what would you say to this? Zot Ramosha Feinstein, if you have a Sofok, Zil Bosa Chazoka, The chazaka of oats is bore pri adama. If you want to uproot it from its chazaka and make it into mazonis, you have to have some raglaim ledova that there was bishul. So if dova is even this svara that there was bishul taking place, we don't know where it came from. The pashas from the Nature Valley themselves, they say they don't want to admit to any cooking going on. Vazos HaBrocha quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Rav Eliashiv. They all said these bars should be ha'adama. It's interesting because a lot of people naturally think that it's mazonis. Why? Because it's made from the chamesh min hadogan. You think that chamesh min hadogan will be automatically mazonis. We have to get used to the idea that really things that grow on the ground is bore pri adama. If you want to have great things, then you need to fit into the rules. When it comes to challah, very straightforward. Challah, you make bread, very straightforward. You've ground it. You've done something to it. You've changed it. So you can say, go ahead and make a hametz lechem naaret. But when it comes to bore pri adama, changing it to mazonis, that it has to be very specific. And bishul or clinginess, the fact that these are clingy, is only because of the honey and other things that they put inside. Rav Eliashiv points this out. Therefore, there's l'chayr no reason why there should be mazonis. Avada, if someone says mazonis on anything, the halacha is yotze, besides for mayim or melach, besides for water and salt. Mazonis wouldn't work for that, obviously, but Chai Adam says, you make mazonis on anything, it's okay, but that's b'diyevet. L'chayr l'chatchila, the brocha should be bore pri adama. Now think about the brocha achrina. If you have both bars, which is clearly a kazayis, 1.5 bars. When I say bars, I mean there's 2 bars inside each packet. When you have 1 bar, and then you have another half a bar, 1.5 bars is already kazayis. So if you finish this packet, for sure, you make a noch brocha. The shah is, what noch brocha should you make? You would have thought, something which is adama, make a bein lefashas. Toysa says, I don't know what brocha achrina to make on this. It could be bein lefashas, so it could be al ho adama va al peri ho adama. Have you ever heard such a brocha? We've heard of al gefen va al peri gefen. We try and remember to add that in when it comes to Shabbos Kiddush. It's very important to remember. We try and make sure that ala michiv ala kalkala, we shouldn't forget, chas v'sham, we shouldn't forget to make a brocha achrina. And we try and remember, we've all ala eitz v'al priyo eitz, if you have a kazayis of grapes, pomegranates, things which come from the chamishas min hadogan, then you make ala eitz v'al priyo eitz. Zot tosis, it could be that with grains as well, you should have to make ala adama v'al priyo adama, the part of chamishas min hadogan, shivas aminim. So therefore, Tosa says, I don't know. Hagam of Mitzachini, the Gemara doesn't ever mention such a bracha. Have you ever heard the Gemara mention Al Adama Var Pri Adama? So Tosa says, I don't know. Zot the Shulchan Aruch, because Tosa doesn't know, then it's better to eat it Toy Chasuda. Now, obviously, that's not a practical eater. You buy these Nature Valleys for the sole purpose of not having a meal, pushing off your dinner till 1 o'clock. Sometimes you get a bit hungry, 11:30, you want to have something not in place of the Suda. So it's not a practical solution. So, Mishabru does say, if he ended up eating a kazayas of it, then make a bro nefashas, because the ikha locha is to make a bro nefashas. Now, some people feel a bit guilty. No, I feel guilty, what? But the Yeved, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach understood this whole sif, that it's only a hidur ba'alma. It's only if you want to be mahadam, be machmi on yourself. But avada, the ikha locha is bro nefashas. I must tell you, the pashas is not like that. The pashas from the Mishabru is that, im irakin, if it happened that you had a kazayas, it's much where you shouldn't lechatchila for yourself. But the Maaser of Shlomo Zalman says you don't need to look at it as a chiyuv. It's a hidur, just a practical solution, a half a practical solution, is to have half the packet, not the packet, half one bar, one out of the 2 bars is not a kazayis. If you have one out of the two bars, at one time, and then wait 4 minutes, and then have the second bar. So they all say that's a good solution. You wouldn't have to make a bone nefashas. Well, no brocha. You get yourself out of the mess. There's no noch brocha. You don't need to. They all suggest that. Rabbi Falk writes this. Rabbi Israel Belsky. Therefore. Now, very good. It's true. The Chasam Sofer held. L'chumra on Yom Kippur. You have to take a very wise shitta. But that is completely as a chumra of a deraisa of Yom Kippur, the most humble. When it comes to shailas of the Rabbanon and things, the regular mainstream posting is maximum 4 minutes, maximum 5 minutes. But some people tell me that they've taken on this chumra and their wives have found on the side of the car many, many half packets. So you have to know, practically speaking, it works. If it doesn't really work and you want to have the whole bar, the Maisa, it's very difficult to stop a person when a person's got a real reason. Shlomo Zalman says it's, you don't have to be makbid on it. Mishabru, what's this? So you could say have a drink, it doesn't fully get you around the problem, because Tosa had a shayla, it could be al adoma, al pri adoma. So even if you have a drink and make a bone of foshes, you've only made a bone of foshes al atzad that this is bone of foshes. Al atzad is al adoma, al pri adoma. You can't have any other solution. So you've got to keep it. We've got to keep the shayla at where it is. It's a low chumrah. We've got to keep it like that, because hagam Shulchan Aruch brings it down. Again, Mishnah Berurah wouldn't tell you to make a bone of foshes if there was an emes hasad to say ala get ala adoma. It seems the ikha halacha is to make a bone of foshes on this machel. I don't know why, for some reason, people assume that's mazonos. Like we said again, it could be because naturally you think it comes from the five grains is mazonos. But a maisa, you need to push it, you need something else to push it and to upgrade it to mazonos. It's not so posh just that alone. Sorry?
Cooking and baking, what?
Yeah, so we're saying that baking wouldn't be enough. That's exactly why these nature valleys is still hadama. Even when you cook it, the cooking needs to bind it together or needs to soften it. That's what we're saying. Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chesiv Dalet gives the exact klorim in order to make it higher to mazonos. It needs to be bishul and clinging together. That's when it turns into mazonos. It has to be into a daisa, into a maisa kadeira. That's when, only then it turns into mazonos, and it saves you from making ala mechya. Can't speak like that. But the maisa, it saves you from the long brocha. And the ikar locha is that this is hadama and the bone of foshes. Again, when it comes to the Quaker, you'll see over here this packet as well. It says over here berchosoy. This is God berchosoy beri pri adama. This is in line to what we said, because you're not being mevashalit. And even if you leave it in milk for a long time, it won't. In the research that I've done, I don't want to make a mess. It doesn't become one mush. Maybe you leave an hour, but normally it doesn't become one mush. It's nowhere near like this. This is mamish just a brick. This is like a proper cement. So this Quaker obviously might become to a mazonos if you leave it long enough. Let me just finish off with an interesting ha'ora. Someone mentioned, did I mention last week about Hagoimo? How could you ever, when you come back from a trip, from let's say you go to Prague or something, and you come back and you make Hagoimo l'chayom tov shegmalani kol tov ba'sefer Torah? Nothing to do with the granola, but maybe you had it on the way, a nature valley, nothing to do with it. We're talking about you come back from a journey, from a flight. The halacha is you make Hagoimo. Some people don't. Briskers didn't do it. Bells don't do it. But a lot of people have a minute to make a brocha Hagoimo. That is really, you're giving a statement to say that I was in a sakona. How are you ever allowed to put yourself in a sakona for just for leisure? You know, just you decided to pop over to Barcelona. You come back and you say, "Hagoyim lechayom tevish and galani kol tov." I was in a sakona. So how are you allowed to put yourself in a sakona? So Rav Moshe Feinstein says beautifully. He says that statistically, the fact that they get the statistics of the sakona of an airplane so low allows you to go, and it's not called a sakona, but you're still in a sakona. That means even though the chances are that low, but you're still in a situation that if anything happened, you're msukun. If you're on a journey and something happened, a bird goes in your engine, no. So you park on the side and you sort out the bird. But if you're in a yam and there's winds, or if you're in the airplane and there's a bird in the engine, you're at the mercy of everything going right. Yes, statistically we're quite good at it, but the maisa you're msukun. Very interesting how Rav Moshe puts it. I think it's a very good shmaka of hot. Sorry? Exactly. You're Masukan. But yet you're allowed to travel because statistically it's very low. That's how Ramosha puts it. Someone asked me, very interesting Shaila, what's going to be in Mr. Shem Moshiach shall come? I think we've all got a bit inspiration from this past 2 years that Moshiach, because if Moshiach came tomorrow, it wouldn't surprise anyone. It used to be when we're younger, you know, Moshiach. If Moshiach came tomorrow, it wouldn't be a surprise. It would be a normal day. It's very well accepted, very well waited for. Mr. Shem Mashiach comes, and when a person wants to go, I don't know why he would want to go to Prague then when Mashiach comes. But let's say he wants to go somewhere. It doesn't say clearly when Mashiach comes, he can't go anywhere. So would he be mechuyev to bring a carbon toida every time he flies? Because he sees Hagoimel is a carbon toida. So he was just wondering, how far do you take it? Chasm Sefer, I saw Chasm Sefer, very beautiful Chasm Sefer. He says the Chiv carbon toida is only said on the three other ones, the Chayla and the Midbar and Yisurim. It's not said on Yodeh Hayam. He ties it into the Psukim in Tehillim, and he says Yodeh Hayam do not bring the carbon toida, they just have to make a goimel. And that's why it says the Maram Sheikh, they can go ahead and make the Brocha on Shabbos. On Shabbos, usually you're not supposed to say anything which resembles a carbon. Mizma l'soida, which we say in Pesukah de Zimra during the week, we don't say on Shabbos because you can't bring a carbon toida on Shabbos because it's not a davar shebechayva. So we miss it out. So says the Maram Sheikh, why do people make hagoimel on Shabbos? It's b'mokum korban tovah. Says the Maram Sheik, because it's not mokum korban tovah, there's no chiyuv korban tovah in yodei ayam. It comes out a chiddush according to this, that to say hagomo on the other ones, a choyla, rachmanu shel olam, had to go through something, and now Baruch Hashem is better. It could be that on Shabbos, it could be like the Maram Sheik, it can't be, because it's mokum korban tovah, and then that would be an issue. I think it's just insights, interesting insights behind this hagomo. Shkoch. Okay. Yeah.